Leftist stooped into posting fake Trump mugshot on social media. By Nick Gilbertson on August 25, 2023. Several giddy Democrats chomping at the bit to post former President Donald Trump's mugshot Thursday night were duped into peddling a fake, photoshopped mugshot before the actual image was released. The Twitter/X account for Occupy Democrats, which has 604,000 followers but a larger following on Facebook, fell for the fake image. Karma, Trump official mugshot is released by the Fulton County Jail. Someone doesn't look very happy. The now-deleted post read. It later posted the real photo. Left-wing commentator and sports broadcaster Keith Olbermann, who called for then-President Trump's arrest in November 2020 and suggested he should face the death penalty over coronavirus deaths, was another victim of the photoshopped image. Breaking, if Trump practiced this, he didn't practice hard enough, Olbermann wrote. Olbermann later posted both images side by side, writing, "Okay, so it was a surprisingly good guess," in what seemed to be an attempt to play his error off. John Cooper, a progressive social media personality who was the national finance chairman for Draft Biden, posted the photoshopped picture to his 1.3 million followers before deleting it and sharing the correct one. The Daily Beast reported in 2020 that Cooper, a Biden superfan, had a track record of publishing fast and loose tweets that were, in some cases, incorrect. Some on the right posted the false image as well during the anticipation. While the fake image was circulating and the world awaited the legitimate, now iconic mugshot, Trump surrogate Carrie Lake jokingly posted an outlandish AI-generated picture of Trump with a mullet. "Lots of fake mugshots right now. This is real," she wrote. The real image went viral immediately after it was released from the Fulton County Jail, and it was quickly fashioned into memes. Trump used his first post on Twitter/X in over 2 years to share the image accompanied by the captions "Election Interference" and "Never Surrender." As of midday Friday, the tweet had made nearly 160 million impressions while garnering more than 1 million likes and hundreds of thousands of retweets. Conservatives celebrated Trump's return to the platform, with some writing, "We are so back," and others cheering, "He's back." Watch, President Trump following Georgia booking, "We did nothing wrong at all."